Mount Barker High School's principal has been awarded a scholarship for his extraordinary work over the past 10 years. Warren Simons is one of only 12 educators in Australia given the CommBank's Teaching Award. He joins me now for a chat about it. Welcome, Warren.
Yeah, hi, Jenny. How are you?
Really well, thank you. And congratulations. What does this recognition mean to you?
Oh, Jenny, it's like a wonderful recognition of all the hard work that the school's gone through over the last 10 years. And it just acknowledges the sensational work that my staff and the students and the whole school community has been working on improving the education outcomes for young people in the Adelaide Hills.
Yeah, there are several reasons for the award, but tell us about some of those achievements over the past decade.
Well, some of the achievements is actually the school actually started off when I came in as the principal was that we had a declining enrolment and declining public perception of the school. And so as a holistic point, we actually focused on how can we actually improve the school to ensure that our students were getting the best education possible. So initially we focused on looking at the well-being of our young people, but it was through a lens of actually improving teaching pedagogies. And what we wanted to do was provide our students with a 21st century and cutting edge learning. And so over the last 10 years, we've actually focused on a range of high impact teaching strategies to improve the teaching and learning that is occurring in the school. It's resulted in significant improvements in the school's enrolment numbers, the community perception of the school. Our academic achievement of the students have actually improved by nearly one band grade each year. Our SACE completion rates have moved up to 100%, and we're actually getting numerous students in the high 90s and are moving forward into really high academic courses at university and also moving into a range of different trades and different other community jobs in the local area.
Oh, wow. That must be so wonderful to reflect on that and to see the achievement of all of your pupils.
It is actually one of those pleasures of being a principal. You get a chance to actually see young people grow, and you can see the changes that you can make in a school that's really focused on improving them. So the award from Commonwealth Bank and Schools Plus is just one of those pointy bit of the iceberg. It just actually gives you just the acknowledgement that your work is actually seen in a national sense of actually significant improvement of educational outcomes for young people.
And how do you create a positive learning environment? I understand positive psychology is important to you.
The positive learning environment is actually, we've got to be really careful about the term positive, because we all have a range of mixed emotions. Not the old happyology situation where everyone should be walking around with a big smile and feeling happy. But it's actually a positive learning environment is actually trying to develop resilience and optimism in young people and actually giving them the skills that if they do encounter a traumatic event or an event that actually will make them feel depressed, unhappy, sad, is actually understanding that those feelings are actually natural, but also how do you actually move forward from one of those situations. So it's actually like immunising a young person against a mental health issue in the future.
Oh, wow. Warren Simons is with me. He's been awarded CommBank Teaching Award this month. Tell me about what you'll do with the scholarship that you'll be given.
The scholarship comes in a number of parts. So the school actually will receive a $25,000 funding arrangement. And in that money, what the school's we're going to look at is actually, we're going to break it down into two projects. And one project will be focused on our wellbeing approach. And what we want to do is investigate the use of technology into improving young people's wellbeing and also staff's wellbeing. And we'll purchase a range of devices that we can actually use with students to show that when they're using mindfulness techniques and a range of other positive education approaches that they actually work. And that's actually showing kids that the skills that we're teaching work. The other part is actually we are looking at furthering our pedagogical improvement approach and how to actually look at changing a school to accommodate the influx of Year 7s in 2022. And that requires a significant amount of work on school structures and other processes. And we're looking at trying to work out what's working around the world and what are getting the best outcomes for young people in Year 7s and 8 and trying to introduce that into the school.
And Warren Simons, Mount Barker High School principal, we'll be talking about your award, which is wonderful. It is a very strange time at the moment for educators, for everyone really, with coronavirus. It's interesting to see what will happen next term, whether kids will stay at home or end up coming back to school. But do you think this whole thing has created an opportunity for developing tools online and figuring out a way of remotely teaching students?
Look, we've got to embrace all opportunities, and we could sit here and get quite depressed and upset about what COVID-19 has had on society and on education. The way that we're looking at Mount Barker High School is actually looking at what is the things that we can benefit out of it. And if we're looking at 21st century learning pedagogies, the idea of learning from home, learning by distance, learning online is the way of the future. And what our staff are learning all the new tools in how to actually deliver different lessons. So I can actually see a significant change in all teachers' pedagogical approaches throughout the world. And looking at a lot of work behind a fashion of tech teaching called flipped learning, where staff develop videos, clips, a whole pile of resources where students will actually go through that information before they come into a formal lesson. And in the formal lesson, it's sharing and understanding the knowledge that has actually was shown in that work beforehand. So it's actually a complete paradigm shift in the way that we teach. There's still a significant requirement for that interpersonal relationship and those connectedness with young people and each other, because that's part of human nature. And it's actually, how do we actually maintain that if we're actually looking at through a video screen? And so that's one of those big changes that we're faced with. But I think actually the changes that we'll see over the next 12 months will have a significant improvement in the way that our students learn and also how they actually achieve.
Mm. Well, happy Easter. Have a lovely break, and congratulations again for your award, Warren Simons.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity. And it's an honour to win this award, and I'd like to thank Commonwealth Bank and Schools Plus for actually providing this opportunity for 12 teachers in Australia. So thank you.